Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utah, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. Be sure to look for us on your podcast provider of choice. We have everything from Blog Talk Radio to iTunes to Audible. So we're easy to find. And if you have a Laura friend, make sure they listen too. This is the November 2022 update of Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. And so with that, we're just going to cover some of the things that have happened around Laura fandom this month. And first off, I want to apologize for not doing one of these last month. I really didn't get any episode done last month, and that was partially because the Iowa Library Association had its conference, and I was president of that, till December, I'm president of that. And so we had a lot going on with that. But as always, we hope that we will try and get all three episodes in this month, including probably, hopefully earlier than this, a December update. And we will see how that goes. Moving on for this month, December used to be a really super quiet Laura Ingalls Wilder month. There just wouldn't be any events going on, but Mansfield has changed that. This year, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival will be in November 3rd and 4th, 2022. So actually, the first day, because I didn't get this done early enough, the first day is today. And then the second day will be tomorrow. Now, this was something that started out as part of a larger event, but then they decided they really wanted to focus on it more, so it spun off into this late fall date. Part of it is because, as I'm sure you will remember, the ALA stripped Laura's name off of the medal award that they had for her, which is part of a bigger move about what ALA has been doing. And I could go into what I've written to, I published to, I've got one more written that I didn't get posted about why that was a stupid idea. But in Mansfield, they decided to some extent to do something about it. And so they have designed their own medal and give out a Laura Ingalls Wilder award themselves every year. And this festival is part of it. And they have authors there, and you can sign books. And I have not actually taken part yet myself. It's still on my to-be-done list. And I hope that that I will get there next time, because it's really something that I want to do, and I hope between now and then to talk to somebody from the festival so you can get a better idea of what it's like. What I assume goes on, well, I know for sure they present this medal, and they also have a signing opportunity for the authors that they invite in, and there's a large grouping of authors. And I assume there's also programs with them talking about the process of writing. If so, I am very glad, because this used to be something that you could, around here anyway, we used to have two separate festival events that happened every year that did that exact same thing, that let you have a number of authors and illustrators come in, explain their process, and then sign books. And they were just great. And all of that has gone away, and there's absolutely none here. So I hope that's what they're doing in Southern Missouri. And I could talk about that a little bit more, but I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to move on to their next event, which is Jean C. Cody Day at Rocky Ridge Farm. She was a former director of the site from 1993 to 2018 and a board member from 1960 to 2018. Now, she really didn't know Laura. She wasn't involved in that part of the process. She came on board 3 years after Laura died. But she really had a lot of control of what happened in the organization for a good chunk of that 1960 to 2018 time. She's done a lot of work with the site and was responsible for a lot of decisions. And in order to honor that, they have this event, and it includes a discounted ticket price for all active and retired teachers and librarians of just $10. So if you are planning a trip to Mansfield, that is something to keep in mind for next year. They decided this is going to be an annual event, and it will fall on the Saturday closest to her birthday each year. Now, with that coming up, that's really the November events, but I do want to mention three others in case I don't get my December one done timely enough. Christmas at Laura's is going to be the Mansfield event. It's going to be Saturday, December 10th, 5 to 7. Usually they it's a short event. There's things going on, but it's just those 2 hours. It has traditionally been the only time of year where you could get a picture of yourself taken officially allowed in Rocky Ridge. So, and Malone also has a Christmas event, and it is also going to be December. Thought I had that on here. I thought it was going to be December 10th, but it actually is not saying this on the list I was going on. But they will have, it's usually the first weekend, it might be the second weekend, but keep an eye out for that. My other thing that I am working on towards Christmas, oh, and I forgot to say that. Also, that was where the other event was, the other December 10th thing, is they're also going to have one of those radio plays from the DeSmet pageant again. It's going to be a short written thing. It's going to be available on Facebook, or if you are in DeSmet, you can buy a ticket and watch it live. Okay, that's all the December things. But still thinking about December, I am getting started on my Laura Ingalls Wilder presents list for the year. So if you have a Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant or present, if you have a Laura Ingalls Wilder present that you would like, please let me know as I am working on this year's list. All right. For November presentations, I have one. It's going to be at the Union Public Library, November 9th, 2022, Union, Iowa, at 6 o'clock. And this is going to be my Thanksgiving hands-on program. So there's going to be activities that you can do, it's really kind of a fun thing around a Thanksgiving theme and Laura theme. So it's a fun event. I haven't done it for a couple years. So if you are interested in that and you are anywhere nearby Union, Iowa, put that on your calendar for November 9th. Now, If you are interested in having me come speak near you, you can do that. I do both in-person and virtual episodes, and you can learn more on my blog at trundlebedtales.wordpress.com /booking a program, and there are descriptions at trundlebedtales.wordpress.com/program-descriptions. So I hope that you take a look, and if you don't, if you want me to come, be sure to talk to your local libraries and museums to sponsor it. So with that, I think I did my presentations. I asked you about that. Oh, and I should mention, I do have my top 10 posts of the month listed. The top 10 posts this month were Joshua Wright takes over the Smet Memorial Society, Walnut Grove Flood Update from the Dugout Site, What's Your Opera House, Schedule of Presentations, the Smet Pageant 2012 and Beyond, T-Shirt of the Month, October 2022, Lord is My Shepherd and Walnut Grove Humor, $100 in Laura Ingalls Wilder's Lap Desk, James Wilder's First Wife, News on the Masters Hotel in Walnut Grove, and In the Kitchen with Laura Project, February 2014, which shows the parts of a wood stove. Wilson Rawls, it's a report on the author who wrote Where the Red Fern Grows. And my list of YouTube videos that I posted during September 2022. And that is good because I am getting ready to post my list of videos that I posted during October 2022 because I did get a couple of those done. I hope that if you have any topic you'd like to see on a video, that we will hopefully get more done on those in the near future. And with that, I think we are done for the day. Thank you very much for joining me on Trundlebed Tales, and I hope I will see you again real soon. And remember, you can find me on the web. You can attend one of my programs, watch my videos, listen to my podcast, look at my photos, find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, SlideShare, and academia.edu. And I hope we see you again. Remember to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.